So it was really different this time, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It was like it was only for y'all, and it was short. But it's okay.
But I don't know, it came twice.
Yeah, it's okay. He came twice?
It came back.
Why did he come back to you?
What's all
thank you.
Oh.
So nice to meet you.
Was Amun-Ra the one answering the question?
Yes, was it Amun-Ra answering your question?
I don't know who answered my question. I don't know who answered the questions.
He was the last name mentioned before you took question.
He had a different tone in his voice this time, didn't he?
Yeah, it was like, let's get this, guys. You know, and
it was very different.
It's very loving and respectful and to the point, and he makes you feel that you are just really a part of it, completely a part of it.
Good.
Yeah.
And Isis, how does she make you feel?
Wonderful. I started getting all hot. It's so funny when you're talking about that. It's like this warmth too? Again.
Who is Isis? Is from Egypt? Uh-huh. Is it the goddess of... Was she love or?
Well, she's the main goddess.
Who's the love? Who's the queen?
Lady Master Nada.
Mm-hmm. Lady Master
Nada. Yeah, and the it was when you were sending the pink river out. I just saw ribbons, pink ribbons, just flowing. It was
from my hands.
I imagined waves, like.
Yeah. You saw pink ribbons.
I was like, it was like fluttery pink ribbons to me.
It was like that kind of. Did you see anything that you remember?
Oh yeah, I felt it. I'm
coming. Go ahead. We're still here.
Okay.
You're fine. But it's all very. You feel like you are really together in all of these changes and things. It's not like being an outsider. You know, it's especially like if when you go to each one, it builds and builds and builds, you know, each discourse. And it, you really feel the changes. You can really feel the energy. Like each time I've been here too, the energy that they send out, the healing energy and stuff and the love is stronger and stronger. Like my scalp was just driving me nuts. I just felt like, you know, scratching my head because of the tingles and all of this.
They're reviving you.
Yeah, my face keeps... twitching here,
uh-huh.
I mean, just chills, you know, and each time it's more and more and more to where it almost feels like every time I come, I'm transforming, you know, like there's some changes.
I think that is what's
going on. Because, you know, and they lowered my thyroid meds again. I'm not even understanding.
Well, she said your DNA is changing.
Yeah, I know, and I told my daughter, and I've got chills just going, what is 111 up there or something? But anyway, anyway, it's I know everything's changing in me. You know, I'm still trying to find an endocrinologist to verify that all these test results are accurate, that they're not messing up. You know, because I did have a parathyroid tumor again, and I was going to have to go have another one removed. But since these discourses, mm-hmm, yeah, I was going to have to go to Tampa again, and you know, the specialist to have it taken out. And then my blood results are coming back normal now after these discourses.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And, my thyroid.
My partner just told me he has to go back on chemo for cancer. And
is this the brother?
I heard that he will wake up one day.
He will wake up one day, what?
Go.
That the cancer will disappear, or?
He'll wake up one day. When we were sending out the pink ray.
What are you doing?
So many chills.
Okay.
Yeah, it.
We are
it
doing
works.
Massive work here. We truly are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still surprised, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, how did this happen? Why me? What's going on?
But. Mm-hmm.
They're like, You don't have time to be questioning yourself. This is what you do. This is it. This is what you've always done.
You're not questioning.
You just do it. Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, I want to know, why do I keep, that was one of my questions, why do I keep holding myself back? With all the stuff that I want to do to help the earth and people, animals, everything, all living things everywhere, I want to be a part of that. Why do I hold myself back?
Oh, I already got the answer, but hold on a second. There are two things going on with you. One is, you do not trust. Just smile through that. Ease that off of you.
Okay.
You do not trust. This is the major, absolute major thing.
Okay.
The other is, you have fear. When there is fear, it stops the love and it stops the trust. There's not room for both love and fear. And you are being a little conflicted with that right now because you are the epitome of love. So let the fear issue be removed from you. We have been working on that with you. And you keep pulling it back. Each time we erase it off and send it, and then you go about your life and you pull it back. You're like, I'm comfortable with this. I need it.
I don't
it's
want
not
it.
It's not serving you.
I don't want it.
It's not serving you. Your subconscious is bringing it in. So you need to tell your subconscious to stop. You're perfectly able to take care of things with our help exactly as you need to. And the fear will leave you. And then the trust will be stronger with the love.
All right.
Well, you knew you had one more question.
Yeah, it was a big one too.
You're stepping away again. Yes. What's next?
I don't know.
I like that we have time to do these little conversations later.